You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to be dealing with the concept of Hallel and the uniqueness of the Hallel we recite during Pesach itself. What's interesting and fascinating is that when you compare on the Shnat Galim, you compare Pesach to Sukkot and to Shavuos, you find a lot of unusual things that we do on Pesach when it comes to Hallel that we do not do Kol Hashana Kula. Number one, the most obvious, if you just compare the Pesach to Sukkot, which are basically 7-8 day Yom Tovim, that on Sukkot we'll see very shortly, you say Hallel Shalem the entire Yom Tov. On Pesach, on a Deraisa level, you only said Hallel Shalem on the first day, and the rest of the days of Pesach you say Chatzi Hallel, and on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis you say it on day 1 and 2, and the rest of Pesach once again Chatzi Hallel. What's going on over here on Shavuos? The 2 days Yom Tov Shavuos is always Hallel Shalem. So why never does Pesach seem to be a good amount of shtana? Why is this specific Yom Tov different than all of the Yom Tovim? If these are the Shlosh Regalim, and basically the Torah Makas Elazer, never what happened over here when it came to Hallel on Pesach, that there seems to be some type of differentiation. That's number one. Number two, what's very strange, is that the mitzvah of Hallel is categorized as a mitzvah Haseh Shazman Grama, because it's a mitzvah Hayom, not a mitzvah Halayla, and that's why Chazal tell us Noshim are exempt from Hallel under normal circumstances because it's a mitzvah seishas ban grama. The Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah says this explicitly. And if that's the case, Hallel under normal circumstances, kol hashana kula, especially when it comes to all the other Yom Tovim, is never ever said in the evening. And all of a sudden when it comes to Pesach, we have, first of all, the Nusach of the Haggadah contains Hallel as a permanent piece of the Haggadah as part of the CPC of Mitzrayim. That's number one. Number two, in many of the Sephardic Kehilos and of latest vintage in many of the Ashkenazic Kehilos, we say Hallel after the Maariv on the night, which is very, very, very unusual. And what's fascinating is that on page one of the Maariv Mekamos that you have in front of you, you have a Gemara in Erechin, and there's a simple sequel of that Gemara, in Masechtas Tainus as well. It lists what it calls the 18 days during the year in which Hallel is said Bishleimus. And when you add in Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis, it comes up to 21 days a year, you say Hallel Shalem. There's no mention whatsoever in these Braisos, in Tainus or Masechtas Erechin, any Hallel being recited on the night of Pesach. So what happened to it? You know, it's done amongst Milik Sfard, and when it comes to the Nusach of the Haggadah, the Hallel is an integral part of the Haggadah, as we're going to see this evening. So what's going on over here?
Isn't it Tosefta says Yuches Yomim Belayla?
There is a Tosefta, yes, but I'm not even dealing with the Tosefta. I'm dealing now specifically with the Gemaras in the Bavli itself. That's unusual that, as you're going to ask the Tosefta, if the Tosefta quotes it, then quite obviously the Gemara should have quoted it. For some reason, the Gemaras didn't quote it. Very, very strange. Also, we have a minik to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, Bechatzi Hallel. Now, where does that come from? So these are things that quite obviously should be bothering you because it doesn't make sense. The biggest problem, however, is even if we say there is a concept of saying Hallel on the night of Pesach, and we say it as part of the Haggadah, all the halachas of recitation of Hallel, Kol Hashana Kula, are violated when it comes to the Hallel you recite in Haggadah. Number one is there's no bracha made on it before you recite it. Number two, Hallel is normally said ba'amida. That's the halacha. This Hallel is said b'yeshiva. Number three, the concept of saying it from beginning to end and not being mafsik in the middle. There's a Isa being maestir das, and quite obviously speaking, being mafsik in the middle. And here we have a ganze sudas b'ha Pesach, where for who knows how long you're going to be mafsek between the first part of Hallel and the other part of Hallel. And ultimately speaking, it's said at night, and normally Hallel is not said at night. So there are tremendous amounts of questions which were raised by the Rishonim, and this is another Manishtana, why is the Hallel basically on Pesach different than Kol HaShana Kula? It's another question you can ask if you wanted to say the based upon tonight's shiur. So to answer all of these questions, what I'm going to share with you tonight is a fascinating, fascinating literature of Rishonim and Achronim, basing themselves upon the Gemaras I'll be showing you very shortly, in Erech and in other places, in Pesachim, and demonstrating to you that things might be called Hallel, but not all Hallels are of equal value, equal significance, or have the same Mechayev. They might be all be called Hallel, but as you'll learn tonight, there are different types of Hallel, and let's get into the topic very quickly. So the first thing I want to mention to you, that the Gemara in Masechtas Erech, and that's the quotation on the right-hand side of the page, quotes the Braisa of the Chiyuv of Hallel Kol HaShana Kula. It says right on top of the page, Omer Yochanan Meshurim Rab Shimon Ben Yotzadok, Shmona Esa Yomim Sheyocha Goymim Esa Hallel. And who? What are they? The Shmoni Me'achag on a Deraisa level, Ushmoni Me'chanika, which is not a Deraisa, it's a Derabanan, Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach on a Deraisa, Yom Tov Rishon Shal Atzeres of Shuas, Ubegoyla, because the Yom Tov Shen Shigalu is to add in three more, Esam Ve'echad, Tishya Me'achag, Shmoni Me'chanika, Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Pesach, Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Atzeres, period. So that's the Braisa. The Gemara asks the obvious question, which I started off the shiur with tonight. Maishana, when it comes to the Chag of Sukkot, each and every day we say Geshmaka Hallel Shalom. And why is when it comes to Pesach, the fact is you only say Hallel Shalom on the Daraisa level the first day and on the Rabbanim level on the second day as well. But the rest of Pesach you say a Chatzi Hallel. So the Gemara answer is the Masechtas Erech and the definitive answer. In order for you to have a chiv to say hallel each and every day by chag, the reason is the chalukim bekabanosehem. The karbanos of the yomtiv of Sukkot have a different amount of the karbanos brought each and every day. There is a unique quotient of karbanos each and every day, signifying each day has a chashivas b'fnei atzmo. The Pesach ain chalav bekabanosehem. The same karbanos you brought the first day of Pesach, when it comes to Karban Musaf, the same exact karbanos are brought the entire yontif of a Pesach, no differentiation whatsoever. So it seems that the different chalos in bringing different karbanos, different numbers each and every day, between Karban Musaf, gives it a din of uniqueness when it comes to Kedushas Yomtiv and Simchas Yomtiv. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Shabbos Tachaluka Bekaben Aser has a unique Kaben Musaf. So therefore, Lema, why don't we say Hallel on Shabbos? And for the Gemara, Lo Ikri Moed. Because the fact is, in order to have a Chiv of Hallel, you have to have a din of Yomtiv, which means it has to have a din of Simcha. Shabbos is a mitzvah, Oinig Bekavit. Simcha does not apply to Shabbos Kedush itself. So if that's the case, this is not a din of a Moed, then Allah Lamasa, we don't say it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Rosh Chodesh, the Ikri Moed, Lema. What about Rosh Chodesh that is called a Moed? Why don't we say a full Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? So it says, Leikadesh Basiya Samalacha. That in order to say Hallel, there has to be an Isa Malacha as part of the day's halachas. And he brings the post that Ksiv Ashir Yelachem Kilel Eskada Ishchag Laila Makudish Lachag Toan Shira She'em Makudish Lachag Ein Toan Shira. So if that's the case, we now have three different prerequisites that are needed for Yom Tov to mechayiv it in the chiv of Hallel. Number one, it has to have Cholot B'Kabanos. The Kabamus of each day of Yom Tov has to be unique and distinct in the number of the Kabanos you're bringing. Number two has to be a Mo, which means there's a Chavis HaSimcha of Yom Tov of that day. Number three, there has to be an Isa Malacha as a manifestation of Kedushas HaYom. When you have all of these three qualities that come together to Mechayiv HaChavis Hallel on that specific day, therefore Shabbos is not a Moed. Yom Kosh Chodesh has no Isa Malacha. and Pesach, the latter days, are not Chalav B'Kerbanos. That's why Hallel Shalom is not said in any of them. So the obvious question. One second, we're going to get to that. Take it easy, Rabbi. Say patience, patience. So the Gemara says, even though you're not a doctor, I guess you have patience. So the Gemara says over here that if that's the case, we have a big question. What about the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim that Aramoyed and the Kaddish Basiyah Samalacha, and therefore, if that's the case, they have a unique Karbanos. Why not say Hallel? So Gemara says, "Do Rav Avu, Amar Rav Avu, Amar Al Chosel Yachamish Baruch Rebbeinu Shalom." The Malachim asked Hashem that question. When Ma'ein Yisur Oymen Shirlo V'Neach V'Neshal Yomaki Purim, to which Hashem answered the Malachim, "Amar Lehem, Ef Shemelach Yeshiv Al Kisei Hadin, V'Sefer Achai V'Sefer Misa Pasuchim Lefanav, V'Yisrael Oymen Shir Lefanav." It's inappropriate. It's supposed to be Amos Adin. It's supposed to be Yir of Afachad. The mood swing on these Yom Tovim is not one of Simcha, Samach Tebichagecha. So if that's the case, that's why Chazal ordained that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, we don't recite Hallel. It's antithetical to the theme and the essence and the emotions of that day. So now we come to your question. Chanukah that doesn't have any din rabbi yisav yisav malacha is not called a moed on a deraisa level, and surely there's no special karba muslim brought in Chanukah. So why in the world do we say halal 8 days and nobody seems to say no? So the Gemara says that's for a different reason entirely. What's the different reason? So the Gemara says go back inside. The reason is Mishum Nisa, the Mechayiv of Hallel on Chanukah is not the same Mechayiv of the other Yom Tovah mentioned above. Here there's a separate din of Hallel where the Mechayiv of Hallel is Pirsum Hanes, the republication and the re-excitement of thinking about the Nisim of the past and making a proclamation and a declaration about it on the anniversary date of Chanukah.
What about Shvi'i Shalom?
Since we're going to get to all of this, you got to have patience. If you don't got patience, you ain't going to hear this year. It's not fair for everybody else.
I apologize.
You'll get there. All these questions, believe me, you'll have them answered. I can guarantee you. So the fact of the matter is, if that's the case, we therefore see, Rabbi Yisai, that when it comes to Chanukah, there's a special Mechayev, and that is Pirsum Hanes. It doesn't have the necessities of the other ones. And finally, the Gemara says, what about Purim? So after various Terutzim, the one that the Gemara quotes, which is later quoted by the Rishonim, is that of Rav Nachman at the end, Dama Kriyasa Zu Halila. The recitation of the Megillas Esther is in lieu of reciting Hallel. And in fact, the Sharei Tshuva Paskins in Or HaChaim, that if for some reason you happen to be on Purim in a place, there's no kosher to Megillah to read from. So he says, in that case, you basically would say Hallel because the Kriyas on Megillah is not taking place to replace Hallel. If it's not replacing it, because of Pirsum Hanes, you should be reciting Hallel in lieu of it.
So,
what? With a baracha, theoretically it should be, but the fact of the matter is, I've never been in a place that ever happened. But at the end of the day, Rabbi, say Benkach lo Benkach. This is the Gemara from which everything is basically emanates, and that's why the Rambam on the bottom of the page, if you look in the Rambam Hilchos Chanukah, where he has a whole section on Hallel, I want to read it with you inside because the Rambam is going to set the tone for comparing him to other Rishonim. So says the Rambam in Halacha Vav and Zayin the following: Lo Hallel Shachanukah Mavad. The Ram was of the opinion, unlike other Rishonim, we'll get to very shortly, that the Chiyuv of Hallel Kol HaShana Kula is midrabanan. It's midivrei sofrim. And he says, the Kriyas Hallel ul olam midivrei sofrim. B'chol yom shen goymas Hallel. Every time you goyma Hallel, the whole thing is only midivrei sofrim midrabanan. And then he quotes, paraphrases the Gemara in Arachim. Shemoni Seyom, Bishon HaMitzel, Gemara Be'ez HaHalel, Elohein, Shemoni Smechad, Shemoni Smechanek, Rishu Shapesef, Yom Atzeres, Aber schon Yom Kippurim ein Bahalal Shehen Yemei Tshuva Yir Apachad Loi Mei Simcha Yisera. So he basically upketaiches the Gemara in Erech, and as I pointed out before, Lo Tiknu Halal B'Purim. Why? Shekriya Sa Megillah Hi Ahalal. So he paskins like Rav Nachman in the Gemara in Erechim. Umekamish Osi Yom Tashenu Shogolius Gram Halal Chaf Alef Yom Tishrei Meyachag Shmoni Yachanek Reshon Yom Pesach Shon Yom Shatzeres. Aval Barashi Chadashim, Kriyas Halal is only a pure mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to do such. That's why we read it without any type of shlemus. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam basically is quoting the Gemara. And what's interesting, once again, if you notice over here, the Rambam does not mention any type of halal when it comes to the night of Pesach period. And he says all the halals are purely midivrei sofrim, only rabbinical in nature. Now, what's interesting to note, Rabbi Yisai, that in contradistinction to Shittus HaRambam, we have a Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos says on the Yom Tovim that we recite the Halal, Halal Sholem, he says the chiyuv of reciting those Halals are a deraisa. The Ramban says it's either based upon a deraisa of a halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai, or it's part of the mitzvah deraisa of Simchas Yom Tov Samata B'Chagecha. A chelik of the Simchas Yom Tov is what? Reciting halal. It's a chelik of mitzvah simcha. And that's his opinion. It's also a manifestation of the Kedushas Hayom, which generates that simcha. So we therefore have the first major machlokes, where the halal kol hashana kula is a deraisa shitas haramban. The Rambam says no, it's a medivrei seferim. So that's one interesting machlokes. The question, however, arises, is that even after seeing this and understanding some of the questions I posed at the beginning of my shiur tonight, we now come into the major problem, and that is all the halals we recite kol hashana kula. We basically recite the Birchas HaMitzvah before. Number two, as I mentioned before, we do it by Midah. And thirdly, we do it only by Yom, we don't do it by Laila. And therefore, there's a Halacha Rabbi Yisai, Eim Mafsik, and there's Isa Hafsaka in the middle from the beginning to end. You can't be Messiah Das and talk about anything else. You have to keep quiet and just say the Nusach HaTfilah from beginning to end until you finish the Nusach HaTfilah itself. So the big question arises, what is the nature, therefore, of the halal that we recite in the Haggadah on Pesach at night? It's typically different than all the other halals, Manishtana. So to answer that question, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to show you now on page number 3 of the Mar Mekamos. I'm going to show you on that page, Rabbi Yisai, the second shita on that specific page. And that is the Rabbeinu Nissen, who quotes the famous Rav Haigon and other Gaonim as well. He starts off with the question why there's no bracha made when it comes to the halal that's recited in the Haggadah itself. And he says that I want you to know something. The first line of Rabbeinu Nissen, our Rabbeinu Haigon, he quotes Rav Haigon, Shekasa b'tshuva shemevarchan ha-halel shebalel p'sachem ligmar halel shenu karin asa b'teris karim el b'teris oimer shira. So says the Ran b'shem Rav Haigon that there is a difference between the concept of halel we recite kol hashana kula and the halel we recite on the night of Pesach. He says kol hashana kula, we call it the mitzvah of Kriyas HaHalel. And in fact, that's the bracha we basically recite. And on the night of Pesach, in the middle of the Haggadah, we call it a Shira, the Halel of Shira. In fact, just to emphasize this, in the sequence of the Haggadah itself, where it says, Lefika chanach l'chayov l'hodos l'halel l'shabeach l'far l'ron l'hadu l'var l'kaleis, etc. etc. It then says over here, how do we do? What are we supposed to do? He says, no more the fun of Shira Chadasha Halleluka, and then we start reciting Hallel. So the actual Hallel is preceded by a statement. This is representative of a Shira Chadasha. So the question over here is, what does that mean, the Zemechayev of Shira? Where does that come from? It's surely not mentioned in Gemara and Erechim. So the answer to that question is, we're correct. It's not mentioned in Erechim, but it's mentioned in a different Gemara. And that Gemara is on page 2 of the Mar Mekamos. And it's the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Yezayin on the bottom of the page itself. The Gemara tells us in various brisos that the question arose, who was the one who was Mesakein Hallel itself? The first shita is, right on top of the page, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shir, Shebeterim, Moshe Yisrael, Amar B'shosh, Olam, Min Hayam, that when Klal Yisrael came out of the Yam Suf, they recited the Oz Yashir, and then Hallel Zeh, the Hallel we recite, who created that? Mi Amru, Nevim Shebeneim, Tiklu Yisrael, Sh'oimed Asal, Kol Parak, Aparif, Al Kol Tzara, Tzara, Shlo Tov Aleim, Kishenoglam, Amru Asal, Al Gulasam. So he says, that was Mesukin by our Nevim, and what was that? That when Klal Yisrael, in any period of Jewish history, that it's Esat Tzarekans, and threatens the existence of Klal Yisrael, when the Rabbanu Shem performs the miracle, and we are saved, we undergo gul, we undergo redemption, the way we respond to that specific event is we say a shira, and that shira we say is a shira praise of Hallel itself. And the Gemara basically mentions this at the end of the Gemara again, Chan Omer, the last couple of lines, Yishmina Akikul Yisrael, She'oyim Masal Kol Perek Perek, Kotzav Etzara, So Tav Eleyem. So what I want you to know, what's interesting, is the Gemara records that when Klal Yisrael came out of Kriyas Yamsuf, that only did they say Oz Yosha, but according to this Gemara in the middle of the Daf, they also said Hallel. They also said Hallel as a response to what happened when it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf. So there were two Shiras that were sung. First the Oz Yashir, and then Kriyas Hallel, which the Gemara says was Mesukin and Klal Yisrael of Eset Sara, and were redeemed, were Mechuyiv to respond to that by a Halach Lamasa singing a Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One sec, we're going to get to that. I told him. Nothing to worry about. You know, Cheskas Chover, you're going to have all the answers answered. That I can guarantee you. You will not have any insomnia tonight. What? What?
Oh. That's what I was thinking. It tastes so good. It's right, isn't it? The ones going on.
They were. So the question over here.
What did they say?
So the Ramban in his Sefer HaMitzvahs has various questions about it. He wants to say that this was Mesukin by Moshe and Klaisov from the time they left Mitzrayim, and therefore the Nusach we have today goes back all the way to them. That's what they claim. That's the one of the shitas of the Ramban. He basically claims that's the Nusach they used. The question is, if you say, quite obviously speaking, it's a halacha l'moshe misin, that's a little difficult, because they sang the shiri before you had Harsina take place, if you're saying to you. But if you say, Rabbi Yisai, it is the din in Simchas Yomtev, Samach Tebechagecha, so it could have been that halacha l'masa, that the Navi and Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, when it came to leaving Mitzrayim, they taught Klal Yisrael, this is the Nusach of Shira singing tonight as a representation of the Chiyuv of Shirat Hashem. But now I want to ask you the following question. What is the chayiv of saying the Shira? Is this a Darabonim or this is a Daraisa? Up until now, the only thing I showed you is a machlokus between the Rambam and Ramban of the Hallel we say Kol Asher Nekula, where the Rambam says it's Medivrei Sei from Darabonim. Ramban says explicitly it's a Daraisa and it's a chaylik of the chayiv simcha of that each and every yomtiv, and that's why Halach Lamasa, the Ramban never counted in Taryak Mitzvahs the chiv of saying Hallel Deraisa Kol Hashana Kula, because it's a chelik of a bigger mitzvah, the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov, which is counted as a Taryak Mitzvah. When you have a chelik of a bigger mitzvah and it's a Deraisa, it's not Nimna Befnei Atzma.
What does it do with Hanukkah?
What
does Ramban do with Hanukkah?
It's a mitzvah derabbanan. It's a mitzvah derabbanan. It's a mitzvah that's not a because there's no kedushas carbon. By him, there has to be a manifestation, as the Gemara said. That's a din of a nes. The Gemara says it's a nes. That you have no choice of getting out of. But now we come, Rabbi, to the following question. And that is this. What is therefore the level of the Gemara's Hallel recited from, and which is mentioned by the Gemara in Pesachim? So the Briska Rav comes and he says, for shame, the Briska world, and I would say all the Briskas, including my Rebbe, held this way, that the Shira, the Chayva Shira that you sing when it comes to a person undergoing a miracle and then being nitzah from the miracle is a chayva of hakaras etoyv and haidot Hashem. Giving haidot Hashem after he saves you is a chiyav deraisa giving haidot to Hashem. The nusach of the Hallel is therefore the form of hakaras etoyv and shev haidot Hashem, thanking Hashem for the miracle you basically experienced. The Briska Rav therefore claimed that everybody shita, the Ramban, and even the Rambam held, the Chayvah's Hallel of Shir is a deraisa. It's a manifestation of a Chayvah of giving Shir Shevet Hashem and thanking Hashem as a statement of Tefillah Haidah for the miracle you just experienced, that Hashem saved you, and therefore ends up according to the way the Briskas learn it, that the whole debate of whether Hallel is deraisa derabanan or the Hallel we say Kol Hashem Kula during the day. When it comes to Hallel, you do uniquely on the night of Pesach, that is the din of a deraisa, chayvas shira. There's a difference between kri and shira. And then the Briska Rav says, based upon this, I'm going to give you a simple hesber. When it comes to the din of Hallel shel kriya, which applies to all of the Hallels, whether it's a Hallel mentioned in Masechtas Erech and about the Yom Tovim, or even the Hallel that's recited when it comes to the din of Chanukah, he calls them Hallels that Chazal orchestrated and brought into existence as what he calls a historical reanalysis of the beautiful Yom Tovim of the past and what they represent historically and other things. The Kedushas Hayom of those Yom Tovim were Mechayiv, an historical retrospect of the events of the past, and therefore we commemorate them with the Simcha Shel Mitzvah by reciting Hallel itself. So if that's the case, there is what's called a historical retrospect. It's called Kriyas HaHalel. Now on Yom Tovim, the Kriyas HaHalel is manifested in Simchas HaYomtiv and the concept of Kedushas HaYom. On Chanukah, the manifestation is that of Pirsim HaNes, but both of them are Kriyos. If it's a Kriya, number one is, it has to be done by day, not by night. Number two, there's a Chiv to precede it with a Bracha. Number three, you have to do it by Midah, because as if we're giving Eidus to what happened to us in the past, and we're thanking that a banish from an Eidus is given by Mid itself. There's a Isa Hafsaka in between. So if that's the case, that's why Hallel Kol Hashana Kula, which is a mitzvah of Kriyas Hallel, a formal Nusach that was Masukim by Chazal to manifest whether the Derais or the Rabbanan, it's a Kriyas Hallel, a historical retrospect of events in Yom Tovim that were established in the past, which we're celebrating to this very day. When it comes to the din of Hallel, the Klal Yisrael sang after Kriyas Yamsuf, or Hallel, the Klal Yisrael sang, Gemara lists other types of events that took place in Jewish history, where Klal Yisrael responded reciting Hallel, that is called a Hallel of Shir V'Hidah. It's something that's experiential, something that you respond immediately, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving me, you're making a Birchas Hidah, a Bracha thankfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And according to, therefore, the Briska Rav, since it's not a formal takkanis chazal udairos, but it's what a person experiences as being a person who's a responder to a miracle that happened to them, if that's the way you respond automatically in a very normal way, which means you don't make a bracha before. The actual tefillah, hakaras ha-tayib, is one big bracha. You don't make brachas upon brachas. So if, since it's experiential, and this is the bracha, and the tefillah chazal ordained to give the hakaras ha-tayib and thank you to Hashem, so you don't make a bracha upon a bracha, it is a bracha. Number two is, since it's experiential, and you're not talking about events of the past, there's no chiyuv to stand. You can do it sitting down, as we do in the Seder. Number three, since basically speaking, you have to say the Hallel of experiential-ness, Hatzalah, at the Zman in which it happened. So therefore, since Klal Yisrael could obviously experience the Ness of Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, so therefore they, therefore, as an experiential revelation, thankful Kavosh Baruch for saving us, for being Matzalas, therefore it's said at the Zman of the actual Hatzalah being completed. And fourthly, when it comes to Hafsaka, since no bracha is made before this Hallel, there's no Is of being mafsik. I can thank Hashem as much as I want. There's no Is of Hafsaka. Hafsaka only applies if the mitzvah has to be preceded by a bracha. There's no bracha before. There's no Is of Hafsaka in between. So the three kulas we have when it comes to the Hallel on the night of Pesach is built into the fact it's a Shira that responds automatically to Birchas HaKaras HaTov and thankfulness to Hashem for what just happened to us. So if that's the case, it's done in the format of a natural expression of thank you. Sitting down, no bracha before, you want to mechalik in various parts, there's no chiyuv of amida, mashe'en kein. In the halos we say kol hashana kulu, which are formal takanis chazal, of giving
you are listening to
thanks to Hashem for miracles of the past, which we didn't personally experience, or Yom Tovim that were established in the past that gave us a special mitzvah of Simchas Hayom Tov Kedemer, that formal kriya, which is not experiential, it's basically a statement of fact, has to be done in a formal way, with a bracha, Eidus Bamida, no Hafsak, because the bracha is made, and could obviously by day and not by night, because at night is not a time to basically say those types of tefillahs. Now, based upon this, the obvious question which faces us is the following. And that is this. The fact of the matter is that Klal Yisrael, when they had the Ness, or what happened on the night of Pesach, and Chazal said, even though they left the next day, but by Chatzos HaLaila, they were ready to leave already. The Rosh wanted them to wait till Etzem HaYom HaZeh, but they could have left already in the middle of the night. And according to Chazal, they said Hallel that evening itself. So for them who experienced the actual Ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach, so if that's the case, it's a Shira for them, and therefore the Hallel they recited was B'Teri Shira. But we're not living in that Tekufa. We're living thousands of years later on. So how do we justify our Hallel on the night of Pesach should be that of a Shira? So the answer that's given is stated by the Baal HaGadah. That's why the Baal HaGadah says with Rabbi Isai, before you come to the Leficha Anachachayim Lahallel or Lahallelhodos, it says in the paragraph before that, Hashem redeemed us as well. So the nusach of the Haggadah tells us we have a chiyuv of the night to feel as if we are experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the same chayva of Hallel of Shira, hold up the question. Okay. I'll get to those questions. Of Hallel of Shira, that we basically say, the Hallel of Shira by Isai, that they said at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, since we are conceptually and practicing Kabbalistically, on a Kabbalistic level, when we come to the Zman of the night of Pesach and we do the various things we do that night, the Achilas and Kedomer, the Maram Chal says, or Chaim of Lasata says, you're literally experiencing the Kedusha, the Tzotzos of Kedusha and Geula in our generation, Me'ain, what happened thousands of years ago, because that's the way Hashem set up the system. You experience the Zman with all its tikkunim, all the spiritual tikkunim, Klal Yisrael then, you're experiencing now. So therefore, it's as if you basically are experiencing there for Yetzias Mitzrayim in all of its manifestations. If you're experiencing the night of Pesach, even B'Zman HaZeh, for you, it's a Hallel Shel Shira, not a Hallel Shel Kriya. Therefore, all the kulos that they had thousands of years ago of Hallel Shel Shira apply Halach Lamaseh to you. So basically speaking, that's the answer given to why the Hallel, the night of Pesach, is different than Kol HaShana Kula. Now, if that's the case, so one of the questions which was posed before is that if there's a chiyuv of a person when you're commemorating a miracle that you're supposed to be experiencing now, it's a Hallel Shel Shira, so why on Shviyis Shel Pesach, the day that Kriyas Yam Suf took place, why don't we have a chiyuv to say a Hallel Shel Shira at that point in time? Not only we don't say Hallel Shel Shira, we say a Chatzi Hallel. So over here, the Mefarshim are very explicit. There is no minor Chazal that says Chayv Adam Leris Atzmo Ki'ilu he went through Kriyas Yam Suf on the seventh day. There's no such maimer chazal. On the night of Pesach, there is such a Maimah Chazal and a Kabbalistic concept. You're experiencing the Maisa, Mamish Pa'is HaLayla, with all its Pitchikavis, with all the Achilas of Kedemah. So there's a Chayv of the Liras. When it comes to what happens on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we might be mentioning and reading Kriyas HaTorah, they're talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, but there's no Maimah Chazal says you have to feel as if you experience now Kriyas Yamsuf. If there's no concept to do that, you're talking about an historical event of the past, very similar to what we do when it comes to the Pirsim HaNes of Chanukah. Chanukah, we're not re-experiencing Chanukah now. We're talking about the events of the past, but now we have the million-dollar question, which I'm going to have to get to. If we're experiencing a Nes of the past, and there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Hallel on Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is surely just the Rabbanah, and we say Hallel Shalei, and we're talking about a Kriya of Eidus, of a miracle of the past, why should Shvi'i Shel Pesach be any worse than Chanukah? This is the Yom Tov Deraisa, this is the Yom Tov Derabbanan. Alach Sadekama, we should say the Hallel Shalem, not as a mitzvah, Kedushas Yom Tov, but as the Din Rabbi say, what? Of Pirsim HaNes like Chanukah? It's the million dollar question. And it's not Pteris Kriya, not Pteris Shira. So to answer this question, Rabbi Yisai, we have definitive Midrashi Chazal, and I'm going to share that with you because this is a very important facet of tonight's shir. Now the place we're going to go to, Rabbi Yisai, let me show you over here. I just want to show you something else. When you asked me about the concept of saying Hallel on the night of Pesach on page number 2, if you look, Rabbi Yisai, on the second quotation, right over here on this side of the page, you are pointing, page number 2, there is a Gemara text that says, Omar of Levi, Kashem Shinitin Koyach Bekolo Shamosha, Kainitin Koyach Bekolo Shaparo, Bekolo Mahalach Bekolo Mitzrayim Mahalach Abriyom. It means, he basically, when you had the Makis Becheres, Hashem amplified the voice of Paro. It should be heard him screaming throughout Mitzrayim, Maho Yomer, Kumu Tzu Mitoch Ami, L'shava Yisam Avdei Paro, Mikan Veilech Atem Avdei Hashem, Uba'os HaShem, what was our response? Hoyu Omrim Halukal Avdei Hashem, they said Hallel. So this Medrash Chazal says a Beferish. When Paro, after Chatzaisa Laila, declared to Klal Yisrael, I give up, Makas Mechairos, up until now you are my Avadim, and now you're the Avdei Hashem, get out of here, you can leave. That Makkah Bepatish of him saying go was means that the Gula really on a technical level took place. Klaisa responded to that Gula by saying Hallel Shalom at that time. That's the Hallel Shal Shira at that juncture.
Why don't we say Hallel after Chatzos?
What?
Why don't we say Hallel after Chatzos?
Since it was done Belaila, you do it Belaila. Because you have another problem.
With the eating of the korban.
Yeah. Well, that's another problem. Because all the mitzvahs are like the halakha to be done before chatzos. What?
Where is this?
What?
Where is this?
Where is this? It's a Talmud Yerushalmi in Pesachim. Okay. Now, the answer to the other question, Rabbi Yisai, is found on page 3 of the Maamar Kamos, and that is the following. The last two pieces on the page. Why don't we say Hallel Shalem on the end of Pesach? So it says, I have quoted for you, what's the reason? So they quote a Medrash Haninu, which is really a Medrash in the Tanchumah. What does it say over there? So the Gemara says, because of the Pasuk in Mishlei, there's a concept with Rabbi Yisai that you have no right to sing Shira when your Goyish adversaries are being destroyed.
What about Max?
At one second, we're going to get to that. Don't worry about it, I told you. Okay. Have gedult. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a similar concept. It says, Lo karav zel zeh kol halayla. We have that mentioned by the Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Gemara says upon that specific statement, Masi Yadai Toivim b'yam v'atem oimrim shiru lefanai. So if that's the case, there is an isa for there for the malachim to sing shiras halal on the seventh day, when in fact the actual nes took place. So we shouldn't say we're semeichim when it comes to the tvias of the mitzriim. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yisrael, the kasha now becomes even a shtaka kasha. You're telling me now the reason we don't say halal shalem, therefore on the end of Pesach, since the event commemorates the destruction of the mitzriim. So if that's the case, when the Malachim wanted to sing Shira, the Rabbi Hashem says, Masnadatum Biyam Vatem Omrim Shira. But I already showed you that the Gemara says in Pesachim that one of the things Klal Yisrael did when they came up from Kriyas Yamsif is they sang two Shiras. They sang the Oz Yashir and they sang Halal Shalom. So why did the Malachim can't do it, and why can Klal Yisrael do it? So the answer is very simple. Well, not how simple it is, but the answer that's given very simply is that the Halal that Klal Yisrael sang is at the time of the Maisenes was a halal of Shira,
right.
And the halal the Malachim wanted to sing was a halal of Kriya as third party observance. So the Chiddush is that to be a third party observer and not to be an immediate beneficiary of a miracle and not to have a chayv as the actual person who experiences the miracle to say Shevav Haidot to Hashem, but you're basically talking about an historical event of the past, or you're watching the event but you're not no Geva Dava. To that, the halach is, since you're not no gay b'dava, and there's no chiv of halach shal shira, to say halach shal kriya goes against the concept, but if ha'echa al tismach, that is something that's sacrilegious. The Baal HaNes who experienced the Nes, they have a chov to show hakaras atayv v'naydor by saying the tefillah ra'isav halach. But the Malachim didn't have that chayv to say it, even though there was Shas Maisa. And us today, our halal is that of Kriya, not of Shira and Shvi Yishol Pesach. So if that's the case, we on the right as third-party observers to say Shira, commemorating a day where there's a destruction to our adversaries. So if that's the case, we see over here the following. On Shvi Yishol Pesach, you can't, in actuality, say a halal of Shira, because we're not, there's no chayv adam aliras atzmai. When it comes to the halal rabbi of Kriya, we can't do it because mefalavech al tismach. So we can't do that either. So then the question arises, what about the halal of Kriyas Yomtiv? To that the Gemara says in Erechin, since there's no chilip and karbanais, so he can't be mechayv b'teres Yomtiv, kedushas yom, simchas Yomtiv. Which means, since Shvi Yishol Pesach might be a moed, might be also malach, since it's not chilip and karbanais, the chiv is saying halal, B'tayrus kedusha siyam simchas yamtov doesn't apply as well. So none of the mechayivim that are mechayivas halal when it comes to kol hashana kula, you can say in Shvi Yishol Pesach. So the question is, what about the yamtiv of Chanukah? Didn't we have a military victory? And who knows how many Seleucid of Greeks we killed? Nevertheless, Chazal say, you say 8 days of a halal Chanukah. Why to say ain semeichem b'mapalas mishal rishayim? How can we say halal Chanukah? So the answer given very simply is: if you look in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara says, "My Chanukah, what was the yomtiv that they were masakim b'teres kedushas hayom to mechayiv, including the halal and everything else?" It wasn't the Nitzachim Melchama, it was what? The Ner Chanukah, the miracle of the menorah. So the Mechayiv, therefore, was not the Nitzachim Melchama. The Mechayiv of that halal was the 8 days. In fact, the military victory, the whole thing, the war didn't just take 8 days. Who knows how long it took. The 8 days comes from the Ness of the Pirsan Ness of the menorah. So since that is a positive concept, and there's a Pirsan HaNes, therefore, since it's not connected to destruction of human beings, so therefore the problem, cannot be applied to Chanukah. But in Shvi Yishol Pesach, you don't have anything to hang your hat upon. So therefore, it's either you're commemorating the destruction or not, then you have before Alpecha. So the obvious question is, Rabbi Yisrael, so why on the night of Pesach you ask the question, are we allowed to say Hallel that night? The answer is very simple. Because the night of Pesach, Chayv Adam Aliras Atzmo was saying Halal B'Teres Shira, not B'Teres Kriya. On the night of Pesach, We're saying Hallel like we're the Baal Hanes. So therefore, Chai Vagim Liris Atzmo. The same way Klais were able to say full Hallel, Shira, on the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, because they were the Baal Hanes. We today, when it comes to the first night of Pesach, are saying it as the Baal Hanes, B'Tera Shira, B'Tera Shia, V'Chayvdiv HaKaris, T'tov V'Shevek T'Hashem, on the Reisa level. Master Tum B'Yam does not apply to you. On Shri Shal Pesach, where there's no Chiv, Chiv Alam Liris Atzmo, doesn't apply to Shri Shal Pesach. It's a Halal of Kriya and not Shira. That's why Halal of Lanasa. You can only say Chatzin, you can't say Gansin, because the Gansin would be a violation. Master Tum B'Yam. So therefore, all the various pitchkavis that you're concerned with, and all the questions you posed before, I was going to say it anyway. The only question you have to have is endurance. Until we get to it, yeah.
How do you categorize the Hallel of Maariv on the night of Pesach?
I'm going to get to that very shortly.
Because clearly it's not the same of any
no,
of
them. So far, Rabbi Yisai, I haven't even touched that one yet. And if I pointed out, that Hallel is not even mentioned in the Gemara in Erech and Masechtas Tainis. This is mentioned in the Tosefta, as mentioned before. So I'm going to get to that very shortly. But I want to show you something else that's quite interesting. And that is, if you look on the bottom of the page, the Medrash Tanchuma brings down something quite interesting. The mitzvah Simchas Yomtiv, Samachta B'chagecha, the Rambam Paskins and Hilchas Yomtiv. Simchas Yomtiv applies to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. But in the Torah, Simcha is mentioned in the Yom Tov of Sukkos twice, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos. By Pesach, the word Simcha Yom Tov is not mentioned in the Torah period. So the Medrash Tanchuma asks the following question. But Regalim says in the Yalkut Shimoni on the quotation about him, but Regalim Atam Moses Shalosh Simchos, Kasif Samat Bechev, Yisasamek, which is said by Sukkos. Samat Bechev, Elokechem, this is said when it comes to Shavuos. The Chayra, Swing with Shaykh Lachala, Shlosh Simchas, Lashosh Regalim, Shavchor Regal, Tzivsa, Atayra, Smalchbo. But the fact is, when you look at the Psukim, they're contained by Sukkos and Shavuos, by Pesach, Enat Amoitza, Shakosa, Afilu Simcha, Achas. So the Gemara, so the Medrash says, Tadchum Aloma, Bishvil Shemesu Bo HaMitzrim. Because the Mitzrim died on that day. Since the Mitzrim died on that day, what does that mean, Rabbi Yisai, and Shri Shal Pesach? Therefore, since they died, basically speaking, that's what he's referring to. Therefore, the Torah didn't want to say Hashem wants us to be in a state of Simcha in a holiday. That basically, you know, Samachta Bechagecha. So in Sukkos we understand, nobody died. Shua Samachta Bechagecha, nobody died. But during Mitzrayim's getting out of Mitzrayim, the Makas Becheiros, and then by Kriyas Yamsev, other people being killed. Since there was a lot of death taking place, Hashem says, Samachta Bechagecha, it would be interpreted our God as a bloodthirsty God and likes to see people killed. So the Baruch Hashem didn't want to have that specific reputation, therefore he did not ordain it. Even though, based upon Shlosh Regalim, the Simcha D'Oraisa applies to Pesach, it wasn't mentioned explicitly. So I want to share with you, Rabbi Yisai, on the next page, a very interesting, beautiful, beautiful parish of the Meshech Chachma. Mamish, a beautiful page. On the last page, Rabbi Yisai, you can take these home to use for Pesach. You don't have to give them back. So you can, you know, you want to say over the shir, this is a matana for me to you today. Now, Rabbi Meshech Chachma points out something quite interesting. He points out that we know for a fact that on the Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Yom Tov itself really was only one day. One day. Actually, really one night. There was no concept of 7 days of Pesach over here. And despite that fact, he points out historically, that even in Pasha's boat, you already have mentioned before they left Mitzrayim, when it comes to Pesach Ledaros, there's going to be the first day of Pesach on a Daraisa level. There's going to be a Shri Yishol Pesach at the end of Pesach. Even though we hadn't gone out into the Midbar yet, we had not experienced any type of Kriyas Yamsuf yet, but the Rosh and the Daraos, you have a 7 day Yom Tiv, first day and the last day are mentioned in Pasha's bow before Kriyas Yamsuf and Tfiyas Mitzrayim took place. So says the Meshech Chachma, why did the Rabban Hashem do that? So he says the reason is based upon these Midrashim that I've caught up until this point in time. The Rabban Hashem wanted to Koveya, the Kedushas Yom Tov of Achron Shel Pesach, the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, should be based upon a din of Kedushas HaYom Tov of 7 days. He didn't want it to first have a killing of the Mitzrayim and to appear as if he's establishing a Yom Tiv to commemorate their specific destruction because of this principle. So he proceeded to declare this a Yom Tiv, a Kedushas Hayom, of Yom Tiv, independent of the historical phenomenon that hadn't taken place yet. So it's fitting into this. He then points out an interesting phenomenon. He mentions on Chanukah, that's why the Yom Tov was not nikva based upon the Nitzach and Milchama. It was nikva on the menorah to keep destruction human beings out of the symbolic that. He also points out something quite fascinating. We just celebrated Purim. He says, if you look in what happened when it came to Purim, this is this, I'll show you which column this is, and that is this column right over here, the second from the right, from the left. Let me show you what he says. When it comes to Purim, so he says very simply, if you look very carefully, he says, "Benes Purim also yom to b'yom shenit lahaman, al b'yom shahargu b'sonayim, ki ze ein simcha l'fnei amo Yisrael, rach yom to b'yom shashenochel me'aveyim." It says in the Megillah, the day they rested from all of the previous activity, that was nikveh as a yom tiv, u'kamo sho yitzrichel l'manucha, for in nachashim al darachim anergu nachashim, asach nesmoich yom shenischa nachashim, ki rachasim chal manucha. L'chein, it says therefore, v'yikosim Mordechai, z'rama eilav, yishlach sfarim, l'kaim alay liyos osim, v'yom asher nochu behem. The emphasis is the day that they rested, they were saved. Sh'l'chein lohaya, choshish l'kein, l'kein amores l'alainu, almost, they were concerned, they shouldn't arouse animosity amongst the Jews, they're celebrating destruction of the goyim of Persia. Sh'ein asimcha rach al ha'manuch, v'lo al yom shaharik basanayan. And he says, if that's the case, that's why they were very meduyik to mention this. So therefore, he points out where other goyim celebrate in their holidays, the day of the military victory and destruction of the enemy. Just think about it. The days we celebrate are the days of the ultimate Yitzach and Milchama. That's not the derech over here. If you look where it says G in the text, he says, if that's the case, he says, "Lechein ho yosin kol yemeim laharos esmechem al hatzolam and aroitzel lashmidam avolal nekima v'zeh shehechil asos v'inei b'mitzrayim nit b'yam se b'yom shvi shal pesach." He says, "Dim ho yom Hashem isbarach shiaso b'shvi mikra kodesh." After that event, ho yemedama adam shehashem tzivah lasos chag l'smayach b'pam alasim shal rishayim. And he says, if that's the case, that's why says the Yalkut says, because of Simcha b'Pesach. And I'm out of call Shiva, Mishum Bevofecha al Tismach. So you see, Beferish, the Meshech Chachma ties it all together. How careful we are not to make a Yom Tiv, celebrating the Mapalas, the Mishal Rishayim, etc., etc. Now, one more piece. You asked me a question that I'm going to go back to. What was the question? I think you asked me a question. One more question you asked?
But you answered. Sorry.
Okay, but besides that.
How well should it be said after?
So I pointed out to you, but
the other question is.
So that's another thing. Now I know what you asked me for. Now, the comes the last thing we're going to talk about is the halal that's done, especially in the Svadish Kihilos after davening. From whence does that come? So the various conjectures you have in Rishonim and Poskim about it. Some say that in fact that's not the way initially it was. The Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that Halal was said not only as a concept, Rabbi Yisai, of shechting the Pesach Erev Pesach. The Gemara tells us that they used to say Halal when they shechted the Korban Pesach, but b'shas achilas haPesach, the achilas haPesach had to be accompanied by the recitation of Halal. That's another halacha of Mitzvah Halayla. So say some of the Mefarshim, some of the Rishonim and Achrayim. When you had a Beis HaMikdash, and you had Achilas Korban Pesach G'daymer, and Halal was said in conjunction with Achilas HaPesach, so if that's the case, they didn't say Halal in the Beis HaKnesses before they conducted the Seder. But since B'zman HaZeh, we don't have any official Hakrovas HaKorban yet, until the Beis HaMikdash will rebuild, to highlight that dimension of Hallel said in commemoration of the Kedin of Pesach, the Korban Pesach, as a unique phenomenon, they moved it to after the davening Friday, the night of Maariv, right before you start the Seder, that should be a commemoration of the Hallel, they said, Erev Pesach and Pesach night, in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, because they used to say Hallel Erev Pesach when they shechted. So they made a pshara basically over here that the Hallel, which represents the Korban Pesach, the Shechita and the Sechila, should have a special din of Hallel set in conjunction. That's a Hallel not said, Rabbi Isai, as a din of Hallel Shel Shira. It's not even a Hallel Shel Kriya. It's a Hallel, basically speaking, of commemorating the Hallel that was said in conjunction with the mitzvah of Achilas HaKorban Pesach. So it was given a special chashivas b'fnei atzmo. That's what the Svardim did.
So what was the Hallel, when they said the Hallel by the Shechita and the Achila, was it a Hallel Shira or was it a Hallel Shira?
It was a Hallel of mitzvah. A Hallel said in conjunction with the special service that costs. Special service that costs. What I'm saying to you is that that was accepted in the Svardish world. In the Ashkenazi world, they felt that since we're saying Hallel anyway to Seder, and at the Seder we're going to say Hallel, we're going to have basically at the Seder we're going to have Achilas Matzah, Achilas Mara. We're going to have, but obviously we're going to commemorate and talk about the fact we used to eat the Korban Pesach, the Kedoma. So since there are Achilas and Kedoma and Maisa Mitzvah is being done in conjunction with the Hallel. So the fact is, that Hallel can represent the Hallel was said with the Korban Pesach. They didn't feel the necessities of being Masak and a special one, B'Teres Marav. But according to this Mahalik, when we had the Beis HaMikdash Kayim, that Marav by the Shemon Esrei was not said. What is interesting to note, that even though the Ramah doesn't seem at that point to have this meaning amongst Ashkenazim, and Svagin do it, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting shuvah. And in Rav Moshe's shuvah, he says very simply, that even though Mi'ikar Din from the Shulchan Aruch, it appears it's a minik Sfardim, not a minik Ashkenazim. But he says, however, for whatever reason, many Ashkenazic shuls have taken upon themselves to do the minik of saying Hallel Shalom after Maariv as well. Whether that's because they confused themselves as Sfardim or the word Nusach Sfard, because the Shulchan Aruch is talking about real Sfardim. Then you have Nusach Svardim. A lot of European Shiidin might not have been Svardim, and they were Ashkenazim, but they daven Nusach Svard. So it ended up, if the real Svardim said Hallel, after Maariv, Nusach Svard also basically said Hallel. So since Yidden in America is a melting pot, you could have one shul rabbi say, Yidden who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, those who daven Nusach Svard. So it ended up that many Ashkenazic shuls, because of that phenomenon, said Hallel after Maariv. But Rav Moshe goes one step further. If you happen to find yourself in a shul on the night of Pesach, where your private minig as a Nusach Ashkenaz is not to say Hallel, but the minig amokim because of Nusach Svard Gedom is to say Hallel, you shouldn't be perish min atzibur. If you're there, the minig amokim now is to say Hallel, you should say it with everybody else, and that's Rav Moshe's psak. That's the way Rav Moshe paskin. Shouldn't be perish min atzibur itself. The reason I'm saying that is because I remember that when I was the Rebbe of the Weishel, there used to be some lamdonim who tzolahachis made it a very obvious exit to show, you know, their disdain for this minig, and because the Weishel, you should know, was initially a Nusach Svart. Later on, it was changed to Nusach Ashkenaz. That's why in the Weishel, I had a unique set of halachis. In certain things, the minig of my market was a minig Svart. In other words, it was a minig Ashkenaz. There was a tabu. It was a chalut. So, you know, one of the things Rabbi Pelkus told me when I came into the shul the first time, he says, I want to tell you that this shul is not a Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Sfard, it's a chalut. So he told me at that time when we met privately, I'm going to tell you what we do over there that's unique and distinct. He says, in my lifetime, before I came to the shul, I never did this stuff.
Same
way you have it over here.
No, but here it's a little different, because that and the Hallel came about because the shul became populated in 20 years ago, many who came from Shiva from Borough and Borough.
So what I'm telling you is that the Y shul initially was a Nusach Sfarad.
Yeah. So they added
they have more right
the time
to.
We said Hallel, during the Armenians said Hallel, Pesach, now half the shul. Also, to the difference in the Y shul, they said Hallel before Kaddish Shalom. Here, it's really after Aleinu.
We say Aleinu every single day. So
really an appendage.
Yeah. To give a chance for people to leave. Yeah.
Because at the time, I mean, where's for, I mean, the people left. I mean,
right, including the rabbi. Right.
It was getting, you know, the...
It seems most of the people... Most of the people in the white shul say stay for Hallel. Only Yechidei school went. And the reason is because initially it was a Nusach Sfarad.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.